And also here is Barbara Bernstein, Executive Director, Elders in Action. Thank you both for joining us today. That's it for this week's episode. Join us next time when we talk with Eleanor Butts of Generations United and Pauline Berkey of Metro Homeshares. This is a shortened version of Episode 9 of Retired and Rewired. You can hear the entire 30-minute program on our website, kboo.fm. You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland, Retired or Rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, CJ Fritz, Zealous Marchant, Sam Bowman, and Tom Flynn. Our producer is Kyle Qureshi. Our engineer is David Kesters. And the KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zealous Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or you can also find us on Facebook or on Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Sojourner Truth Radio discusses the roots and legacy of Juneteenth, which commemorates the announcement of the abolition of slavery in Texas. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell's weekly look at the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, Per Fogring welcomes Professor Michael T. Clare to talk about his latest article in Truth Out called Gearing Up for the Third Gulf War. At 10 o'clock, Air Cascadia will feature headlines, interviews, and commentary. And at 10:15, it'll be Flashpoints with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, David Nyman talks to writer, artist, and journalist Molly Crabapple about co-writing the new book Brothers of the Gun, a memoir of the Syrian War. Thank you, KBOO members, for your support. To keep informed and to get involved, go to kboo.fm right now and click on Donate to become a member.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
All right. Hello, hello, folks. This is this time again. This is News from the Boo. This is your weekly update about what is going on in and outside KBOO. I'm your host this evening, Delphine Crescenzo, and I'm super happy to be joined by our latest addition to the KBOO staff, Serena Emani-Corn. Welcome, Serena.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome to News from the Boo, and welcome so to the KBOO staff. Serena is our Director of Underwriting.
Yeah.
And we are super excited to have you. So let's introduce you to folks. Tell us a little bit about you and why you love community radio. Why are you here?
Yeah. My name is Serena Emani-Corn. I have two last names, no hyphen. I moved down to the Portland area about a year and a half ago. I was in Olympia and I was studying journalism, multimedia, things like that. And I started working at Chaos Community Radio up there in Olympia, which actually is where my mom had a radio show when I was like 4 or 5 years old. So I kind of have grown up in community radio and I've always had, you know, this little affinity for it. So I was working there doing some underwriting, making PSAs and promos. And I just really got to cultivate my love for community radio. In studying journalism and things like that, I was just so passionate about freedom of speech and representing, you know, the voice of the people. And community radio, that's what it's all about. You know, airwaves are owned by the people. So right. community radio is all about representing that and representing the, you know, diverse community. And, you know, KBOO has so many resources to let the community become involved and to create their own media, which I think is just, it's so important. And I think especially in our current political climate where things like freedom of speech and, mm-hmm. you know, diverse media is really kind of under attack, it's really important that it's here. And I'm really really excited to be part of it.
Right. That's really awesome to hear. And so tell us a little bit more about your experience with underwriting directly, and then what is it that excites you the most about your role specifically here at KBOO as Director of Underwriting?
Yeah. So when I was at Chaos, I was doing some underwriting, primarily writing the scripts and making sure that they were, you know, being aired. And then, of course, working with programmers just to make sure those spots were good. But, you know, for me, underwriting is, it's more than just, you know, I like to explain to some people it's kind of like advertising, but a little bit different, a little bit more meaningful than that. But for me, it's really about community connections, you know, by reaching out to local businesses and organizations, you know, to support KBOO, to make sure that KBOO is still here and a resource, but also connecting our listeners and our volunteers with meaningful places in the community, which I think is really, really important, you know, with traditional advertising on a commercial station, you know, anyone can buy an ad,
right.
anyone can say anything. But with us, we are really unique in that we don't have to just take any check just because it's money. You know, we can choose to work with people who are meaningful in the community and who represent our community. And also, you know, the KBOO mission is so important to what we do. And I'm definitely carrying that into all the underwriting that I do and making sure that, you know, local businesses and organizations we work with are kind of in line with that mission.
Right. Because I think that is kind of the power of what we do then with underwriting, is we get an opportunity to kind of suggest to people, here are some standards. If you want to be associated with us, then meet those standards.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, listeners respond really well when they see or hear local businesses that support,
right.
you know, that radio station that they support. And, you know, that's going to increase, you know, maybe business and, you know, more than just the business flow of things. It's also just kind of creating that community and that connection of being able to know, like, oh, this is an organization or these are people who have the same values as me. And I think, you know, with, I think especially in our, again, in our political climate right now, it's really easy for us to separate.
Right.
But it's really important for communities to always come together, because, you know, when communities come together, they can achieve a lot. So that's what's really important for me.
Right. And so what can our current underwriters, folks, businesses who have supported us, some of them for many, many years, what can they expect from you? Sorry, folks, I'm coming back from France, so speaking English is hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, current underwriters can definitely expect me to be very dedicated and proactive to sustaining the relationship that we've had, and also just being proactive in improving things and making sure that things are really strong and positive for both, you know, whoever we're working with, as well as our community here at KBOO and all of our listeners. And I'm definitely hoping to increase, you know, use of our website and things like that to increase diversity of the reach, and also, you know, reaching out to different parts of the community, particularly like marginalized communities that I may or may not be a part of, and making sure that we're reaching out to those types of resources as well. You know, so talking about, you know, Black-owned businesses, women-led businesses. I was just speaking with some of our Spanish-led hosts here on the station. They want to increase, you know, some of the business we do with, you know, with that community. And I'm really excited to do that as well.
Right. And so do you feel that there's a way that listeners can support you then in this new role, if folks have any connections with any kind of businesses, or if they feel like, hey, I always go to this place, I feel this would be like a great place maybe for KBOO to underwrite or for them to underwrite KBOO. How could they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very, very open and welcome to all sorts of feedback and comments. And if people have suggestions on who they love and they value and want to see KBOO work with, you know, they can always call me here at the station and email me at underwriting@kboo.org. And of course, you know, visit the website for more information, kboo.fm. And I'm, yeah, again, very, very open to hearing from the community about that.
So we are about to launch, folks, We're going to let you know about something really cool and new. It's a new membership, member benefit program. We've had member benefits programs all throughout the years. I became a member of KBOO maybe 6-7 years ago, and we used to have a card, and there's a few businesses that would give us some discounts. So, and then for some time, we haven't had any. So now we are kind of reviving this. So I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about what that's going to be about, and then how, in your role as Director of Underwriting, are you going to support this particular benefit program for all of our members?
I'm really, really excited to be involved in kind of bringing that program back. You know, Chaos, they also had a very similar program. You know, you get a member card that says I'm a Chaos member, and you go to local businesses that also support the station. And so all of our KBOO members that sign up will get, right now we have a little coin as mm-hmm. opposed to a card, but they'll get that in the mail, and then they can take that to local businesses that we partner with. And we're starting with just a few right now, but we're going to continue to grow it throughout the year. And of course, people can always, you know, go online to figure out who those local businesses are. But they'll offer all sorts of different things, like, you know, a percent off of a purchase, or maybe like a free sticker with a purchase, or something unique to the business to kind of thank members for being part of KBOO. And my role is to reach out to those businesses and offer them kind of an exchange, so mm-hmm. that it's kind of worth it for them. So by offering some underwriting or online advertising, things like that. So just to kind of increase that connection, and that it's mutually beneficial, which is really important for me.
Right. It ends up being really being a cross-pollination of being able to promote each other.
Right, exactly.
And so, folks, one of the first, so these are going to get out in the mail next week, so you should be getting them in the next couple of weeks. And The benefits that you will get is at the Oregon Historical Society, you get to go in for free, first of all, to check out the KBOO exhibit, which is going to be going on until the end of July. But then also you'll get to continue to go all throughout the year to the Oregon Historical Society to check out all the other exhibit as one of the benefits this year. And as Serena says, there will be more benefits coming with this particular card in a couple of weeks, but then also as we build the program. And so again, Serena, if you would share your email address so that people can reach out to you. But then also, you know, I would like for you to also connect people to your personal website, because yeah. you are a journalist, a multimedia maker, and you have a lot of stuff on your website, photography and videography and things that I believe people should check out. So I would love if you would talk a little bit more about what you do as an artist also.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. So here at KBOO, people can, you know, always go on to the website. We've got a couple pages there that kind of give you some more information about what underwriting is. But you can also always email me, underwriting@kboo.org. I will do my best to respond to you pretty quickly, and I'm very, very open to receiving all sorts of comments and feedback. But yeah, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about me and some of the work that I've done, my website is serinaimanikorn.com. That's I-M-A-N-I and then K-O-R-N. Yeah, I've got all sorts of stuff that I've done. You know, I studied multimedia journalism. So all sorts of things like, you know, photography, videography, radio. But kind of at the core of all of it is just sharing stories of the people, and particularly marginalized stories and marginalized perspectives that are so ignored by, you know, mainstream media. So.
Right. Yeah. You're in the good place.
Yeah.
Serena, welcome to KBOO.
I'm so excited to be here. Honestly, it's quite a dream job.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in to News from the Boo. I'll be back next week. Please come to the Good in the Hood Festival this weekend on Saturday. We will also be in the parade. And stay tuned for a brand new show. I mean, brand new, but the host you would love, it's T6. He is back. Say It Out Loud will be his new show. I'll leave you with Voyage to Atlantis. Good night, folks.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock.
One nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
KBOO hosts beloved community and action movie nights every third Thursday at 7 p.m. here at the radio station. June 21st, we'll show the documentary film Awake, A Dream from Standing Rock. Awake, A Dream from Standing Rock captures the story of Native-led defiance that changed the fight for clean water, the environment, and the future of our planet. Again, that's a screening of Awake for the KBOO Beloved Community and Action Movie Night on Thursday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Planet's been in decline since 1492, 500 years and counting. Surviving the genocide.